In 1969, at the age of 26, Henry was living in a rented house in Island Park, just two blocks from Pauly's. He and Karen both had brand new Buick Rivieras and closets bursting with new clothes. He had 15 Brioni suits, for which he paid $1,000 each, over 30 custom-made silk shirts, and two dozen pairs of alligator and lizard shoes dyed to match his suits and cashmere sports jackets. There were so many clothes that the two of them used to fight over hangers. Karen had a maid for the house and four fur coats, and when she needed cash, she used to separate her thumb and index finger to indicate whether she needed a half an inch, or an inch and a half of money. The babies' rooms were filled with a bounty of FAO Schwartz and a zoo full of huge stuffed animals. Henry had it all: cash, cars, jewelry, clothes, and after a while, even a girlfriend. For most wise guys, having a steady girl was not unusual. Almost all of his friends had them. You didn't leave a wife or abandon a family for one, but you did swank them around, rent them apartments, lease them cars, feed them regularly from sacks and racks of swag clothes and paper bags of stolen jewelry. Having a steady girl was considered a sign of success, like a thoroughbred or a powerboat, but better. A girlfriend was the ultimate luxury purchase.
I first met Linda by accident. It was late in 1969. I was getting ready to do a 60-day bit on Rikers Island for untaxed cigarettes. She and her girlfriend, Vera Lynn, were having dinner in Michael's Steak Pub in Rockville Center, where I was having dinner with Peter Vario, Paulie's son. All of a sudden, Peter started a conversation with Vera Lynn, so I started talking to Linda. After dinner, we all went to Val Anthony's, a little supper club on the North Shore, where we had more drinks and danced. Linda was 20 at the time, and she had just come back from California. She was tan and blonde. She was beautiful. We just hit it off right away. I started seeing her almost every day. She was fun. Whenever I would show up, she was happy. There were no strings attached. I was living a crazy life, and she went right along with me. No bullshit, no hassle. By now, Karen was used to my not getting home some nights, and Linda and I were having a great time.